Welcome to the Concepts of Processes and Process Analysis Unit. This unit is from the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign component. In two parts, this unit covers the need for healthcare workflow analysis and redesign, the processes common in the healthcare setting, and the role of healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist. Tom DeMarco, an early pioneer and thought leader in process analysis, said in his 1979 book, Structured Analysis and System Specifications, that procedure, like dance, resists description. One of the workforce roles described by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT is the healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist. Using this analogy, individuals in process analysis and redesign jobs are experts in both describing the dance and at choreographing a better one. This curriculum component over several units covers the concepts of processes, process analysis, and process redesign, and provides the information and practice necessary to develop process analysis and redesign skills. Unit 1 is divided into two lectures. The first lecture will define the role of the healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist and the related healthcare roles and responsibilities that analyst will encounter. It will also cover the six quality areas identified by the Institute of Medicine and look at the importance of health information technology to healthcare and meaningful use of health information technology. The second lecture will cover the clinical setting, common healthcare processes, typical clinical workflow, and in summary, what a process analysis and redesign specialist does. We will also introduce the handbook for this course. Upon successful completion of this unit, you as a student should be able to describe the purpose for process analysis and redesign in the clinical setting, and the role of a workflow process analyst and redesign specialist, and contrast this role with the roles of others, such as the technical support and implementation management. You will also be able to explain how health process analysis and redesign and meaningful use are related, to analyze a healthcare scenario and identify the components of clinical workflow, and then given a scenario of a healthcare analysis and redesign, you will be able to analyze the responsibilities of each participant in the process and state how the roles complement or overlap with one another. And finally, you will be able to describe how the workflow processes used by a healthcare facility might differ depending on the type of facility. Before we start, and in a way as an introduction, we will cover definitions of the following: process, process analysis, and then process redesign, and workflow, workflow analysis, data, information, and knowledge, as well as data and information flow. Merriam-Webster defines process as a series of actions or operations conducing to an end, especially a continuous operation or treatment. Similarly, the American Society for Quality defines process as a set of interrelated work activities characterized by a set of specific inputs and value added tasks that make up a procedure for a set of specific outputs. The word procedure is related to process. The American Society for Quality further defines a procedure as the steps in a process and how these steps are to be performed for the process to fulfill the customer's requirements, which is usually documented. Important characteristics of processes for our work are that processes have 1. Sequence or order, 2. Steps, which are also called activities, actions, operations, or tasks, 3. Inputs and outputs, and 4. They happen over and over again. That means they are ongoing. For example, appointment scheduling is a common process in a healthcare facility. Merriam-Webster provides several definitions for the word analysis. The one most relevant for our work here is an examination of a complex process, its elements, and their relations, or a statement of such an analysis. So, a process analysis is an examination of a process to understand its elements, such as steps and actions, and the relationships between them, including the order of the steps, what things can be done in parallel versus those that need to be done sequentially, who or what performs each of the steps, and then maybe where they are performed. However, because the goal of our analysis is to ultimately improve a process, we will also look for things like gaps, lack of conformity with best practice, undue delays, redundancy, rework, and lack of efficiency. For us, the combination of 1. Understanding process elements and the relationships between them, and 2. Identification of opportunities for improvement comprise process analysis. Merriam-Webster defines redesign as to revise in appearance, function, or content. Process redesign then is the revision in appearance, function, or content of a process. Like process analysis, the ultimate goal for us is to improve the process. So for our work, process redesign is driven by the need to make a process better and to introduce the electronic health record or health information technology into that process. A report published by the Institute of Medicine offers 6 key areas in which healthcare in general can be improved. And ultimately, these 6 areas, discussed in detail later, are our goal. For now, we will think of better as simply safer, more efficient, more convenient, less errors, and more cost-effective healthcare. In quality improvement, process redesign, which is also called process reengineering, sometimes has the connotation of drastic and major changes expected to result in breakthrough improvements. The American Society for Quality defines process reengineering as a strategy directed toward major rethinking and restructuring of a process. This is often referred to as the clean sheet of paper approach. This is in contrast to process improvement, which sometimes takes on a connotation of more incremental change. It is defined more specifically by the American Society for Quality as the application of the plan, do, check, act cycle to processes to produce positive improvement and better meet the needs and expectations of our customers. We will cover more about both of these different approaches in the unit on process redesign. The workflow topic on Wikipedia defines workflow as a pattern of activity enabled by a systematic organization of resources, defined roles and mass, energy, and information flows into a work process that can be documented and learned. The term workflow is used in the information technology and related fields to denote the interactions between human and machine in accomplishing a task. In everyday use, the term workflow and process are used almost interchangeably. Workflow is often more specifically thought of as the flow or path of the work steps, that is, the way in which work progresses, including things like order of steps and selection between alternative steps. Like a process, a workflow has inputs and outputs, such as resources, and these may be mass, energy, information, and the people or things that perform the steps or activity that comprise the work. For our purposes in this class, workflow is an established business process describing how the tasks are done, by whom, in what order, and how quickly, as well as the coordination of task, data, and people to make a business process more efficient, effective, and adaptable to change. Thus, clinical workflow is an established clinical business process describing how the tasks in the healthcare setting are done, by whom, in what order, and how efficiently, as well as the coordination of the tasks, data, and people to make the workflow in the healthcare setting more efficient, effective, and adaptable to change. Like a process analysis, a workflow analysis is an examination of a workflow to understand its elements, such as steps and flow control, and the relationship between them, including the order of steps, what things can be done in parallel versus sequentially, who or what performs the steps, maybe physically, where they are performed. However, because the goal of our analysis is to ultimately improve a process, we also look for things like gaps in best practice, undue delays, redundancy, rework, and efficiency. For us, workflow and process analysis are interchangeable. The combination of 1, understanding workflow elements and the relationships between them, and 2, the identification of opportunities for improvement. These will comprise the workflow analysis. Many different definitions are given for data, information, and knowledge. Many of these definitions conflict. Here we will briefly mention some of the more common definitions, and then we will choose a set of definitions for use in this component or unit. There are other equally valid choices. Data, according to Merriam-Webster, are factual information or information in numerical form. Information in common use has definitions that encompass both data and knowledge. Other sources, such as Enrico Coeria, think of information as aggregated data. These common use definitions overlap and thus are not specific for professionals who deal with data and information systems. Further, thinking of information as aggregated data overlooks meaning, and the degree of aggregation is relative. For our purposes here, we use definitions for data and information from the field of information science, that is, the general definition of information, explained by Luciano Flirido in his 2005 paper, Semantic Concepts of Information. Thus, data is a difference. For example, a colored dot on a white sheet of paper, or the number 78. More specifically, a putative fact regarding some difference or lack of uniformity within some context. In this same line of acceptance, information is data plus meaning. For example, a heart rate of 78 beats per minute. Thus, we can then think of knowledge, commonly defined as justified true belief, as information plus justification. Knowledge can be further divided into declarative knowledge and procedural knowledge. Declarative knowledge consists of facts, true assertions of who, what, when, and where. Procedural knowledge is the true assertion of how. Following from the definition set that we have adopted here, data are the numerical values in characters, represented in computers as the presence or absence of electronic or magnetic charge, such as bits, that we collect, store, and exchange. Where we have done a good job of defining the data, we preserve the meaning and have information. Because of the different definitions in use, one person's data flow may be another person's information flow. What we are trying to say is that significant ambiguity is introduced due to the non-specific use of the terms data and information. Unfortunately, thinking on the topic has changed over time. For example, early work done in the 1960s and 70s uses the term data flow, but the term is used with respect to defined values, that is, meaning plus data in well-defined data systems. By today's thinking and the general definition of information, the early work would be called information flow. For this component, to maintain consistency with the source material for given topics, we will give in to the vagaries of natural language and use the terms interchangeably. When we use the terms data flow and information flow, we mean the steps or path that the data take through a work process or a system, or some combination of both, including the order of steps and operations performed on the data, or information. The role of the healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist is one of 12 roles defined as necessary by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, also referred to as ONC. These were defined to achieve meaningful use of health information technology. The role of the healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist is one of 12 roles defined as necessary by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT to achieve meaningful use of health information technology using electronic health records. This is a goal for all Americans by 2014. This component covers material critical for the workflow analysis and redesign specialist. Other roles, such as implementation specialist, will also benefit from this material. The description, expected background, and competencies for the role are provided in a supplemental handout sheet. Tom DeMarco, introduced earlier as a pioneer and thought leader in process analysis, likens process analysis to describing a dance. He adds further insight to the role of the process analyst by emphasizing the requirement for intensive communication of the role and by describing the following three communication challenges that process analysts face. The first is the natural difficulty in describing procedure. The second is the inappropriateness of narrative text for describing procedures. And finally, there is a lack of common language between the user and the analyst. DeMarco further outlines process analysis skills helpful to overcome the challenges inherent in process analysis. These are knowledge of data and data system concepts, knowledge of clinical workflow concepts, and the ability to communicate these concepts. We have also added the ability to identify problem areas. If process analysis is describing the dance, process redesign is choreographing or planning a new dance. For us, the dance is the interaction between humans, information, and computers in the clinical setting. The key skill a process redesign specialist needs is the ability to combine, that is to analyze and synthesize, the organizational knowledge, including knowledge of clinical workflow and technology, to create a better way. So why do we need to analyze and redesign the processes currently used in healthcare organizations? Why are we implementing health information technology in the clinical setting at all? A 1999 Institute of Medicine report estimated that 98,000 or more people die annually in the United States due to medical errors. This is more than die from motor vehicles, accidents, breast cancer, or AIDS, and more than die from Alzheimer's, diabetes, or pneumonia. So in 2001, a report called Crossing the Quality Chasm specifically listed five imperatives for increasing quality of healthcare in the United States. This list included re-engineered care processes, effective use of information technology, knowledge and skills management, the development of effective teams, and the coordination of care across patient conditions, services, sites of care over time. Most of these involve or depend on health IT. And process analysis and redesign is at the heart of increasing the quality of health care. As the great thought leader of quality, Edward Deming, stating, "You can only elevate individual performance by elevating that of the entire system." Thus, this effort is focused on the entire healthcare system. A process or work analyst combines understanding process elements and the relationships between them and identification of opportunities for improvement, including the ways to leverage health IT. Unit 10.1c provides an overview of clinical workflow and ways in which health information technology can be employed to improve healthcare. As mentioned earlier, Crossing the Quality Chasm provided six aims and simple rules for redesign of healthcare. They are: care should be safe, as safe for patients in their healthcare facilities as in their home. 2. The science and evidence behind healthcare should be applied and served as the standard in the delivery of care. 3. Care and service should be cost-effective and waste should be removed from the system. 4. Patients should experience no waits or delays in receiving service. 5. The system of care should revolve around the patient. Respect patient preferences and put the patient in control. And finally, unequal treatment should be a fact of the past. Disparities in care should be eradicated. Importantly, increasing the quality of care is our goal. Implementing the technology is a way to achieve this goal. Meaningful use of electronic health records is used to collectively describe those criteria established by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act to qualify healthcare providers for the electronic health record incentives to be provided. The purpose of these incentives is to encourage the greater healthcare community to implement the electronic health records. The expectation is that the coordinated adoption of EHR across healthcare providers will address the 5 established national health policy priorities. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act Incentives and Assistance Programs seeks to improve the performance of the U.S. healthcare system through meaningful use of electronic health records to achieve 5 national healthcare goals. These high-tech goals are 1. Improve quality, safety, and efficiency and reduce health disparity. 2. Engage patients and families. 3. Improve care coordination. 4. Improve the population and public health, and 5. Ensure adequate privacy and security protections for personal health information, referred to as PHI. Meaningful use of health information technology includes data capture, data standards which have been adopted, ICD standards, SNOMED, Rx forms for prescriptions, and LOINC for laboratory data, effective clinical workflows, computer-based order entry, electronic prescribing, clinical decision support, exchange of patient health information, privacy and security of patient health information, and the electronic medication administration records. For a provider to meet or successfully claim that they are using health information technology meaningfully, they must achieve the requirements stated in the meaningful use rule. An example of such a requirement is greater than or equal to 80% of all orders directly entered by authorizing provider. Another example is greater than or equal to 75% of all permissible medication orders are electronically prescribed. A reference to the full criteria is given at the end of this unit. Meaningful use requirements get tougher each year. There are incentives in early years for those that achieve meaningful use, and in later years, there are penalties for not meeting it. The incentives are a fixed dollar amount for the initial years, while the penalties for not meeting the requirements are in the form of several percentage decrease in the reimbursement payments from the Center for Medicaid and Medicare in the later years. To a large hospital, this means millions of dollars. To small and large practices and healthcare facilities alike, the meaningful use incentives considerably offset the cost of obtaining and implementing health IT. These references are given for your use. This concludes the first of 2 lectures for the Concepts of Processes and Process Analysis Unit. You may go on to the second lecture now or stop and return to the second lecture at a later time.